Hey everyone, Tim Holland here, and welcome back to another episode of Growth Strategies for Jewelers. If you're an independent jeweler looking to grow your revenue, maintain your margins, create a brand that your customers can't forget, and keep those VIPs coming back for life, you're in the right place. Today, I want to talk about something that can make or break your year, your marketing calendar for 2026. Think of it like your roadmap to spending smarter, not harder, so you get the biggest bang for your marketing buck. When do you spend? When do you save? And most importantly, how do you win in a crowded marketplace? Let's dive in. First off, why is having a well-planned marketing calendar so important? Because jewelry is a highly seasonal business. You've got key holidays, gift-giving occasions, and seasonal trends that massively influence buying behavior. If you don't strategically align your marketing spend with these, you risk either missing out on sales or wasting money when customers just aren't in the buying mood. So what does 2026 look like? Start strong with Q1. January through March might seem slow right after the holiday rush, but here's a secret. This is when savvy jewelers lay the groundwork. Spend on brand awareness and customer engagement now. Run campaigns that focus on personal milestones like engagements, anniversaries, or even self-gifting. Remember, Valentine's Day is right around the corner in February, so ramp up your messaging around the first week of February, not just the day before. Next, springtime, especially April and May, is a golden window for bridal jewelry. Engagement season is heating up, so this is prime time to invest in digital ads targeting couples and in-store events that create memorable experiences. It's all about building that emotional connection and trust. Then summer tends to cool down a bit in terms of marketing spend. This is your time to save. Use this period to analyze your campaigns, nurture your existing VIP customers, and prepare for the big fall and holiday season. Don't stop marketing completely. Focus on low-cost, high-impact strategies like email marketing and social media engagement. Now here comes the big money months, Q4. October through December is when most jewelers see the majority of their annual sales. This is no time to hold back. Increase your marketing spend on high ROI channels, flash sales, and exclusive VIP events. But here's the kicker. You want to start teasing your holiday campaigns as early as October. Get your customers excited early, build anticipation, and give them reasons to visit you before the last minute rush. One tactic I always recommend is segmenting your customer base. Know who your VIPs are and create exclusive offers just for them during these key periods. Personalized marketing not only drives sales, but strengthens that lifelong loyalty we all want. So, to recap, spend smart in Q1 and Q2 with focused brand building and bridal marketing. Save and nurture in summer with low-cost engagement. Then all in during Q4, driving urgency and exclusivity to maximize holiday sales. And remember, timing is everything. Aligning your marketing spend with your customer's buying calendar isn't just smart, it's essential. If you want to get a detailed, downloadable 2026 jewelry marketing calendar with specific dates, campaign ideas, and budget recommendations tailored for independent jewelers, head over to deepearthmkt.com. We've got tools and resources that make planning straightforward and stress-free. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you found this helpful, please subscribe, share with your jeweler friends, and leave a review. Until next time, keep growing, keep shining, and keep those VIP customers coming back for life. I'm Tim Holland, and this is Growth Strategies for Jewelers. See you soon.